at SatSport RTE. Saturday Sport on RTE Radio 1.
To that first Grand Slam win for Poland now, Iga Świątek or Świątek winning against Sofia Kenin in the final of the French Open at Roland Garros, winning in straight sets as well. Just a teenager she is as well. We're now joined by tennis journalist with CrossCourtView.com, Stephen Higgins. Hiya, Stephen. Maybe just tell us a little bit about how today's final went.
Hi, Joanne, and I suppose dzień dobry to the no doubt ecstatic Polish fans who'd be listening in. We had an extraordinary tournament where Iga Świątek, who was 19, had never won a title before, beat everyone in her path, including Simona Halep, the former champion, generally in matches that were no longer than an hour. And she carried that form into the final, beat the Australian Open champion Sofia Kenin, played fearless tennis in an incredible challenge against, obviously, a resilient opponent, and has made history as the first Grand Slam singles champion from Poland, and delighted probably any tennis aficionado with her extraordinary, unique brand of tennis.
Well, tell us about her extraordinary, unique brand of tennis then. What makes it so unique?
She's very hard to compare to people. So she's 5'9", which would be slightly taller than some of the other top women, like, say, Halep or Angie Kerber. She has lots of topspin on her forehand. She's right-handed. Rafael Nadal is her favourite player, and she's obsessed with him and said she watched him basically her whole life growing up. She's a double-handed backhand, which is very good. But what's really impressive about her is her match intelligence and her creativity. So if you saw her throughout the tournament, she has lots of power and she's a very aggressive player. But she also is very happy throwing in drop shots, throwing in hiring loopy shots. She can lob. She moves really well. She kind of can do everything. It was this golden fortnight for her. You kind of just wonder, will she ever be able to play as well again? Or is this the standard that she has set for herself?
Well, she was 54 in the world. Obviously, she is very, very young. But did she almost come out of nowhere, given how dominant she's been in this? I mean, she didn't drop a set, sure, she didn't throughout the entire tournament.
Well, for people who, sounds very pretentious, people who are in tennis know these things, but she was a brilliant junior player. So she was number 5 in the world. She won the Wimbledon junior title 2 years ago. She's transitioned pretty well into the seniors before this point, making the final of Lugano last year. And she had been showing progress in the Grand Slams, making the fourth round of Roland Garros last year and the fourth round again this year in Australian Open. So she has been putting in the building blocks towards some success. But as for this result this fortnight, no, absolutely no one would have predicted that she would go this far and play as well as she did.
Okay, so an unexpected result for many people in that. And obviously, normally the French Open is played in May and June when the conditions are much hotter. So we were wondering what difference that might make. And yet you look at the men's final and it's the two big names, Rafa Nadal and Novak Djokovic, who are competing again.
Yeah, what a contrast. We've gone from Sofia Kenin and Iga Świątek had never played against each other in the professional game. We now have the most played rivalry in the history of the Open era. Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic will meet for the 56th time tomorrow. And Djokovic leads that head-to-head 29-26 and has won 10 of the last 12 matches.
But not at Roland Garros.
But not at Roland Garros. So Nadal has won their two finals that they played and he's won 6 of the 7. It really is set up beautifully of Novak Djokovic has been the best player overall over the last 10 years. Two of them are trying to catch Roger Federer, who's on 20 Grand Slams. So Rafa has 19. He's, of course, the 12-time French Open champion going for a 13th. Novak has 17 Grand Slams, so he would move to 18 if he wins. Novak Djokovic has been the best player this year, unbeaten apart from that default you might have heard about at the US Open. But Rafa Nadal is undoubtedly the king of clay, the greatest male player there's ever been on the surface.
And has he looked that way this time round as well?
It's quite interesting in that he has had to deal with some Irish conditions playing tennis, which is maybe refreshing for club players around. But you've talked about at Paris, that's 10 degrees, wet, windy, awful conditions, and Rafa hasn't been very happy with that as well. There's been a change of ball that's a bit heavier. Rafa likes very hot, humid conditions where the ball spins up high and he can take advantage, obviously, with his forehand and his shots. But still, this is his home. He is 99-2 at Roland Garros. So he has found a way to get through. He had some challenges playing Yannick Sinner, who's a brilliant up-rising star, and Diego Schwartzman. But he found the answers. He won straight sets and he just knows his way around the clay court better than anyone.
And you mentioned earlier when we were talking about the women's final that Swiatek uses the drop shot a lot. And that's something that actually has been used quite a bit during this tournament as well. And is it something that's likely to favour one of the two men in their final?
Well, this is the interesting thing. There's been terrible puns like Novak Djokovic going on because he's obsessed with drop shots. Now, he has always been a fan of drop shots, particularly off his backhand side, and he used them a lot in the semi-final against Tsitsipas. Because the conditions are so heavy, the clay obviously bites with the ball, so it's a very effective shot if you can get it right. But when the players are athletic, as you're talking about someone like Nadal or Djokovic, if you get it wrong, you're leaving open the possibility of getting countered. It will be interesting to see how much he'll use it because he does have the edge over Nadal in a general sense because he's beaten him so much. And the last Grand Slam final they played was the 2019 Australian Open and he blew him out in straight sets. He was just way too good and he has beaten him clay before. So it'll be interesting to see how aggressive he's going to be and how much the standing of this is Nadal's 13th final. He has never lost a final at Roland Garros. So that is the big thing, is what's the strategy that Djokovic is going to try use to do something that no one has done before?
Well, so much on the line. And obviously, as we know, no real crowds there either. Both of these players, they really feed off them, don't they? They love having the crowds. They're spurring them on. Who has the type of temperament to be able to do it either way, though?
Well, I mean, you're talking about tennis gods, really, in a sense. I mean, I'm trying to think of a more diminished word to say, but you were talking Roger Federer, Rafa Nadal, and Novak Djokovic are the three greatest men's players of all time. You could debate for the rest of your life who was better, and we'll see all about that in the end. But the resilience of Novak Djokovic, who's played in Arthur Ashe Stadium with 23,000 fans cheering against him, and he still wins. Rafa Nadal, who has never given up on a point in his entire life, probably going back to childhood. These are just two of the most formidable mentalities you're ever going to see in any sport, let alone tennis. So I think pressure and dealing with the situation will be no issue for both. It's really about execution. Can Nadal find the best out of his forehand, particularly down the line when he needs to? And will Djokovic be able to take enough break points? He will be in a lot, if not all, of Nadal's service games. How many break points will he be able to convert on? It really will come down to very fine margins, you'd imagine.
So I'm getting the impression you were tipping Djokovic, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think if it wasn't Roland Garros, it would be Djokovic all day you would back because he has been the best player in recent times. And he does have a kind of almost a hoodoo over Rafael Nadal. He knows how to play Nadal. This has gone back to around 2011 when he figured out how to attack Nadal's forehand. I think the pressure is somewhat on Nadal because he has to be excellent. There's no real room for Nadal. He has to be absolutely brilliant. Djokovic is so good at absorbing power and making it difficult for opponents that he can kind of find his way into the match. So the first set will be important. Generally with Nadal, as dominant as he is, he gains confidence maybe, you know, 5 or 10% with each set. So he can be a bit nervous in the first set, but if he wins the first set, he's a bit better in the second and he's a lot better in the third. So Djokovic will be going all out to try win the first set, really set a marker down that he's going to change the story, the heritage of Roland Garros.
Well, hopefully we get another thriller between them anyway. Stephen Higgins from CrossCourtView.com, thank you very much for joining us.